This is Ozarks at Large. Spring in our part of the world means a wide variety of visitors. Not tourists, but speakers on campuses around the region. Many of the authors, scholars, and others visit with us at this program during their time in Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley. In the next few weeks, we'll include many of those conversations on future editions of Ozarks at Large. April 12th, Dave Barry, the Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and author, will speak at the Fayetteville Public Library. In advance of that visit, I had a chance to talk with him about his new novel, Insane City. Much of that interview will be heard here on an early April edition of Ozarks. But to help kick off this spring break week, here's a preview of that conversation as he talks about his latest book and some of his best friends in the publishing world.
Probably my favorite scenes to write in the book come when this Wendell Corliss, this billionaire guy who's known as just cold-hearted, feared, capitalist, vulture-type person who has no emotions, who is brutal in negotiations, ends up at the rehearsal dinner with a guy named Marty, who's the best man, Seth's friend, total loser, failed at everything he's ever tried, has no job, plays video games in his parents' basement as he gets into his 30s. The two of them, without knowing it, this is one of those things where if you were reading the book, you'd see it could happen. They end up, as does everyone at the rehearsal dinner, eating these brownies, which were brought by Seth's parents. They turn out to be medical marijuana-laced brownies, very powerful. Well, nobody knows this. It's certainly not this guy Wendell Corliss, this billionaire who's never taken drugs of any kind. But he ends up on the beach with Marty, with two unlikely people who would have hated each other under circumstances, but they really hit it off. They also really get hungry. and this is the advantage of being a billionaire. They get hungry and they want some pizza, but the Key Biscayne Pizza Parlor doesn't deliver pizza. So Wendell Corliss buys the and that's not the only restaurant they buy that night. The advantage of being a billionaire.
Yes. Finally, you mentioned Carlos, and you mentioned Elmore Leonard, and I know that your friends and the former bandmate of Stephen King. It seems as though, just from looking at the blurbs and the conversations and interviews I've read, that you guys do not have professional jealousy of each other.
I don't. I guess you could. It can happen. In the book world, I know if you're in a specific genre, like I think murder mystery writers pay a lot of attention to where other murder mystery writers are on the bestseller list and how, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't know. I think I've always been kind of comfortable with my role in life as a writer. I was mostly a humor columnist, not really a book writer. So any success I have with books makes me happy. And Carl is my friend. He's been my friend for a long time. I'm not going to be jealous of Carl's success. I'm happy for Carl. I love Carl's books. You know, he's a good guy. He's my friend. So I don't view it as a competition. People could buy Carl's books, and they could also buy my book. It's not like a Stephen King. Now, if I wanted to be in a competition with him, I'd be an idiot. Since he could write a grocery list and sell 20 million times more than I can. And he's also a really good guy, you know, and also a completely different genre. So, yeah, it's easier. It's like anything else. You're not really, if you think about it, you're not really competing with anybody else. There's the audience out there is vast. You know, there's room for a lot of writers.
Dave Barry, the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, will be at the Fayetteville Public Library on April 12th. That's a Friday night. He'll begin his talk that night at 7. It's open to the public. The talk will be followed by a book signing from 8 until 9. We'll have much more from our conversation on an April edition of Ozarks at Large. The Learning to Learn Project at the University of Arkansas is seeking first grade and third grade students, as well as six-year-old children, to participate in a fun, interactive project designed to understand how children use their memories. The project takes place on the University of Arkansas campus, and children will receive a $20 gift card for their participation. For more information, you can contact Kara Moore at 575-5805. And children are needed for a paid research study at the University of Arkansas concerning the metabolic effects of breakfast. Children from 9 to 11 years of age are requested. For a list of requirements or for more information, you can call 575-3433.